80% of people aren't passionate about their work. The Passion Test aims to change this and help us all become more successful. Jessica McGregor-Johnson is a Passion Test facilitator.
It's a very simple process. We ask people, when their life is ideal, what would be in their life? And it could be what they're doing or what they're being or what they're having. And I think the key to the Passion Test, why I love this so much, is that it's not the shoulds, the things you think you should be doing in your lives or the things that anybody else thinks you should be doing in your life. We're really getting to the heart of it. We're getting to what your heart really wants to do. So when we take you through the process, which is taking that list that you might create and honing it down to a top five, and there's a reason for that, and I'll tell you in a moment. When you get that top five, we're not asking what you think your top five should be. We're asking you what you feel your top five should be. And more often than not, if I'd asked you to write out what you think your top five passions are, and then I'd taken you through that process of choosing between different passions, because that's how it's done, the list wouldn't be the same. And the reason we have five is because our conscious minds can actually only focus 5 to 7 things at any one time. I had somebody come to me once with 63 passions on a list. You know, if you tried to create that, you're not going to create anything. So this is about a focuser. It's about a clarifier too. T. Harv Eker, who's very well known for looking at your mindset, says clarity is power. So when you get really clear on what your passions are, and when you really start focusing on them on a daily basis, you're much more likely to create them in your life.
Now, people often talk about having a passion is a way to be successful, but in fact, the two things don't necessarily follow. So is there another step to make sure that actually your passions then do become what you want your life to be?
Well, one of the things we say is that whenever you're faced with a choice or a decision or an opportunity, is that you actually choose in favour of your passions. Sometimes we can go along through life and an opportunity will come along and it might look great, but if it's not actually taking you in the direction of your passions, my thing is to say at least question it. Because sometimes it might be taking you in an opposite direction. So that's one of the things, is to make sure that the choices you're making in your life still kind of go towards your passions. And the other thing we do, which is once we've discovered what your top five passions are, we ask you to imagine what would be in your life if you were living this passion. So it's a thing of what we call a marker. It's like the evidence that you're living the passion. The more clear you are, the more likely you are to notice the opportunities. It's like if you want to buy a car, you decide on the type of car you want to buy, you will start noticing that car everywhere. It's the same with passions. When you absolutely know the direction you want to go in, you will start noticing the opportunities. They might have been there before, but if you hadn't got that clarity, then you wouldn't notice the opportunities, so you couldn't take them. So it kind of looks like things keep turning up out of the blue, but they're not. It's just the fact that you've got clear on what you're passionate about.
Getting clear about what you're passionate about, I mean, often we can think of lots of things we are passionate about. People might say, oh, football and music and those kinds of things. But actually, how much can they be used to kind of shape your life, if you like? If, say, for example, yes, you're really passionate about football, but actually you're not very good at playing it. And actually, maybe you don't even want to be a professional footballer, but you love football.
Well, what happens is that when we do the passion test, you create this list of passions. And then we take you through a very simple process and ask you to choose one over the other. And what happens most of the time is that those kind of passions, which are hobbies or interests, don't actually make your top five. Because I say to people, you can have this, but you can never, ever have that. Suddenly, things become very much more clear in people's minds. And so what often happens, taking your example of football, somebody might have a passion that does relate to creating time for their own personal life or whatever. Then the football would come in as a marker. What are they doing in football? Is it they're going to football matches on a regular basis? Are they helping out with the local football team? Are they becoming a coach for football? So that can come in, but it won't necessarily be the number one. I also look at people's passions very closely. For example, I once had somebody wrote a passion of driving down Route 66 in an open-top cabriolet. Now, it's a nice image, but actually, what's the passion behind that? What's the feeling behind that? And so once we had a conversation around that, what actually came out, it was actually having the freedom to be able to go and do things like that. And spontaneity was another side. So the passion kind of deepened. We went below it. Another thing I always say to people, a lot of people say, oh, they want to be a millionaire. And I go, yep, that's a nice idea. Do you like being a Donald Trump? Because a passion around money is only a passion if you like the art of the deal. If it's not that you like the art of the deal, then the passion is, what will the money give you? That's what the passion is. So again, it's really getting clear on the motivation behind what we think our passions are. And that, and the money one is a great one to look out for, because it's great if you love going and making money. But if it's actually the fact that it's because you're going to be able to buy a second home in France, or you're going to be able to go on a holiday 3 times a year, actually travel would be a passion, or having a second home would be a passion. So that's much more tangible and something that you are much more likely to be able to create in your life.
That's Passion Test facilitator Jessica McGregor-Johnson.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.